It's News Talk Tonight on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Hi, everyone. Robin Gill sitting in for Jim Richards. Well, we're talking movies now with Richard Krause. Let's take a look, or take a listen, I should say, to the first movie.
In Haunted Mansion, a new supernatural comedy starring Lakeith Stanfield, Tiffany Haddish, and Owen Wilson, a woman and her son enlist a motley crew of so-called spiritual experts to help rid their home of supernatural squatters.
I should warn you, before you step inside the house, this could change the course of your entire life.
I'm not afraid of a couple ghosts.
You say that now.
Lurks around every corner. God, give us a break. There's so many bad people in the world. Haunt them.
All right, let's bring in our producers, Anthony Maddie and Christina Galley, to vote on this. What do you think? Anthony, you go first.
Seems interesting enough. Owen Wilson. Everybody likes Owen Wilson. I'll give it a 3.
Christina.
Ooh, I was going to give it a 3. So, you know what? I'm going to go 3.5.
See, I give it a 3 stars as well.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay, let's listen in on the review.
Haunted Mansion evokes the iconic Disney ride, keeping the thrills family-friendly and the jump scares that have been part of the theme park experience for decades. What is new is the emphasis on grief and loss. Two of the main characters are still stinging from the recent deaths of loved ones, and while it feels a little bit wedged in, their shared anguish gives the movie an emotional undercurrent it would not have otherwise. The film delivers the ride's mild, happy haunts, some Easter eggs for fans, and quirky character-based humor that binds it all together. It doesn't offer the same kind of thrills as the theme park attraction, but it is a massive improvement on the original Eddie Murphy film, also called Haunted Mansion, and could be a good introduction to horror for younger viewers, and that's why I gave Haunted Mansion, now playing in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Ooh, so we kind of all were on the same page with that one.
Yeah, we win. We all win.
We all win.
We all win. I don't know what we win, but we win. Okay,
we win.
Let's
experience.
Experience and an early review of a movie we may not see. Okay, let's talk about the next movie.
In Prisoner's Daughter, a new drama now on VOD, Brian Cox and Kate Beckinsale star as a father and daughter who try and reconnect after years of estrangement.
And the time I have left, I would like to spend it with you.
I'll do it on one condition. You pay me rent.
Oh my God, you're still so beautiful.
You're a tenant. That's it.
I know none of this will make up for who I was or what I did. But let me be your father for once.
Why did you go to jail?
Which time?
Wait, how many times did you go to prison?
More than I care to remember.
Christina, how many stars are you giving it?
I'm going to give this one a 4. It seems interesting.
Four? Anthony?
A four for a movie strictly on video on demand?
You know what? There could be some good movies on there. I have high hopes for this, Anthony.
Listen, it's Brian Cox, who I love because he's Logan Roy in Succession, and I loved his character. I just don't think it's going to be as good.
I don't know. I'm gonna say 2, to be honest.
I'm optimistic.
I'm 2 as well.
What?
Okay, let's. Yes. Yes. I really like these two actors, but I don't know. Let's hear Richard's review.
Prisoner's Daughter has many predictable elements as the ex-con father and his extended family find a new way to be a family, but director Catherine Hardwicke's delicate world-building as she presents the stark realities of Maxine's life bring great humanity to the tale. It's a movie that wonders if there are best before dates on amends or if blood is truly thicker than water. Not a game-changer story-wise, but strong performances and interesting filmmaking earn Prisoner's Daughter, now on VOD, 3 out of 5 stars.
Okay. Not one of us was right on that one.
Got it. It was right in the middle, though.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, let's listen in on the third one.
Zach Galifianakis and Elizabeth Banks star in The Beanie Bubble, the unbelievable tale of one of America's most fascinating phenomenons, Beanie Babies.
Do you know what the greatest thing about America is? You can make things happen here like nowhere else. You have the power to create your own future. You can be anything. You can do anything.
Did you see the latest numbers?
We broke the entire internet thing.
You go big or you go home.
I only want to speak to Oprah Winfrey. Has she reached out?
All right. What do you think?
I know you already started watching this one because we did it with Dowling and the movie reviews. To be honest, Zach Galifianakis is good in like everything.
I do love him.
So this one I got high hopes for. I'm going to say 3.5 stars.
I was going to say 3.5.
You know, you're allowed to. This is not a competition.
I'm taking everyone's answers.
You're just taking my answers. I'm going to say 3.5 as well. I'm really interested in seeing this. How is it, Robin?
I started watching it and I'm really liking it because it goes back and forth in time. And there's this disclaimer right off the top saying, you know, there's some truth to this, but truth is sort of interpreted. So I thought that was like tongue in cheek. Elizabeth Banks is already a star in it. I really like her. And I think she's a producer on this.
Oh, what do you give it out of the stars?
I'm going to say... See, I agree with you. 3.5. So let's listen to what Richard has to say.
Let's see if we're all right.
The Beanie Bubble isn't a business story. The phenomenal success of the stuffed animals is the engine that keeps the story moving forward, but this really is a character-driven tale about the three women who were denied credit and profits for their work and who found a way to balance the inequity of that in their lives. I like the story of resilience, but the way the movie jumps from time frame to time frame is sometimes confusing, so I gave The Beanie Bubble, now on Apple TV Plus and in select theaters, 3 out of 5 stars.
Not quite.
That was 3. You know, he rated every movie a 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will say it does go back and forth in time, but it has the date stamped in.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have a problem with that.
I don't see that as a movie issue. Pulp Fiction was like that, and that was an absolute smashing hit.
Oh, I loved Pulp Fiction. That was a great movie. Okay, anybody seen Oppenheimer or Barbie?
I have not.
I've been dying to see it. Yeah, me too.
Have you seen either?
No, I mean, I gotta say, I really want to see Oppenheimer, but it's 3 hours. I don't have 3 hours in my life to do that.
I can sit through 3 hours.
I can't break.
I can only do that on a plane, but I cannot in a regular, you know, work week. I don't know.
Well, that's why the weekend's here.
I know, but weekends for other things too. Listen, work-life balance. Anyway, I don't know if I want to see the Barbie film, but a friend of mine did see it, and she says, you know, it's got a lot of feminism involved in it, and so she liked it.
I'm excited for it. I really want to see it.
I don't know. I think the fact that it beat Oppenheimer would be the reason that I got to see it, because if it's beating out a movie like that, it's got to be good.
I was seeing a lot of comments about Oppenheimer on Twitter over the weekend, and everyone who saw it suggested that you go to IMAX to see it instead of a regular theater. It has a lot of impact and a lot of punch when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But
there's
been
technical issues. People have been saying a lot of issues with the... watching it in IMAX, because IMAX is pretty old system, as well as the fact that it's kind of niche.
Interesting. Must be an old school thing.
It is. I mean, if you look at the machines, it looks like a Xerox copier.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. You're listening to News Talk Tonight. When we come back, we're going to talk Threads and whether the bloom is off of that. And what about Twitter now rebranding as X? Has there been any improvement in the bottom line for Elon Musk? I'm Robin Gill, filling in for Jim Richards. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us.